Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus' name, and we're so grateful to be here. We're so thankful for our moms. Lord, we pray that you bless them especially today. Lord, we ask and pray that you would inhabit our praises as we sing to you this morning, that we would bow our hearts, Lord, and everything else that doesn't pertain to you and focusing on you and your word, Lord, we would leave outside of these walls this morning, and we would give you the honor that you're due. Lord, that we would just seek to hear from you this morning. Every single person in this room, Lord, needs to hear something from you, needs something that comes from you, Father, not from any person. Lord, only you know their hearts, Lord, and all the depths and layers and what's going on in there, Lord, and the different difficulties that each person has and the triumphs and the tribulations, Lord. And we just ask and pray that you'd help us to sort it all out, Lord, as we seek to honor you and we seek to be conformed into the image of your Son, Lord, and his love towards people and his obedience to you. We pray, Father, that you would instruct us and train us and edify us through your holy word this morning, Lord, and that the truths of it would be written on the tablets of our hearts, Lord. It wouldn't just be words that we read or hear and then go away and forget about it, Lord, but it would be written on who we are, Lord. It would become a part of our everyday lives and our decision-making and everything else, Father. Have your way in us and in this place today, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Let's stand together.
Alone in my sorrow and dead in my sin, lost without hope with no place to begin. Your love made a way to let mercy come in when death was arrested in my life.
Ash was redeemed.
Ash was redeemed. Only orphaned heart was given to me. My morning grew quiet and my feet rose to dance. When death was arrested, my life began.
His grace,
oh, your grace. Life.
Jesus.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. And all of my days, I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every breath and all that I am never cease to worship you. Shout to
ushers, come on up. Lord, thank you so much for all the blessings that you blessed us with, Lord, and for making us stewards of so great a thing, Father. Thank you for our moms and our wives this morning, Father. We're so grateful for just their hearts, Father, and how loving and wonderful they are. What an example they are for us as dads and husbands, Lord, in love and in cherishing, Father, and in just being focused on the things that truly matter, Lord. We pray that you would help us, Lord, to take a lesson from them today, Father, and to just appreciate them, Lord. I pray that not one female hand would touch a dish this day, Lord. I pray that you would help each one of these people, Lord, take care of their mamas today, Father. I pray that you bless them, bless these homes, Bless these families, Father. Help our giving this morning, Father, to be from our hearts, to be an act of worship, Father, never of guilt, never of compulsion, never because we think it's going to do anything for us other than, Father, being obedient to your heart, being obedient to what you put it on our hearts, Lord, to give, Father. And we pray that it would just be a small token of the greater aspect of our lives and of our hearts, Father, that we seek to offer up to you this morning. Lord, have your way in us, Father. Make something more beautiful, Lord, even than it was before, out of our lives and our hearts and our homes. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Marvelous Mr.
stand for one more together.
And all the people.